The purpose of these classes are primarily to help us overcome certain emotional upheavals that we get into repetitively without our conscious knowing, and which causes severe anomalies in our body. It causes deformities, it causes ailments, it causes illnesses, and sometimes it can even consume our life. So the whole purpose of these meditations are to help us work with our emotional distress and our emotions. It may be from work, it may be from home, it can be from anywhere, and to help us overcome this so that we can tide over the problems and live life beautifully. Now, in front of you, imagine a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top that represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat, walking up to the pole. Choose a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. Hold on to the ribbon and walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. As you breathe in, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any stress, any tension, any worries or anxieties or restlessness that you may carry in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 to 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may carry in any part of you for 2 to 3 breaths. Let go of any anger. Let go of any disappointments. Allow the healing energies to reach out every part of your being. Now imagine a hose. A hose is a pipe with a wide opening. Ask your higher consciousness to send cleansing and purifying energies through this hose. Bathe in it. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative emotions, negative experiences, negative beliefs. Breathe in this way, receiving the cleansing and purifying energies. And as you breathe out, let go of everything negative from the past. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving what the higher consciousness has to give you. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, any fatigue, tiredness, weakness. Let go of everything that prevents you from getting this energy. And now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely encompassing, non-judgmental. Breathe in this love and breathe out everything that prevents you from getting this love, whatever it may be. As you breathe in, receive God's love. As you breathe out, let God's love flow through you to everyone. To everyone you're connected to. Now, think of all those people whom you love, whom you admire, whom you adore, whom you respect, whom you revere, whom you worship. Think of all those people. And now breathe in this God's love. Ask your higher consciousness to send its love to you through the ribbon. Bring your hands together in Namaskar position. As you breathe out, direct God's love to all these people. Watch each one of them as you fill them with love. Watch their expression turn into a smile. It just takes a fraction of a second for this love to fill each one of them. Now think of those people whom you don't like, whom you despise, whom you hate, whom you're angry with, whom you believe you are unhappy because of them. You believe they are troublemakers. Let go of all of them from your unconscious memory. As you breathe in, draw God's love, ask the higher consciousness to send its loving and healing energies through you. Breathe it in deeply. As you breathe out, direct it to each one of these people. They may be your relatives, your neighbors, your acquaintances, your business partners, they may be your vendors, whoever it may be, send this loving and healing energies to them. Breathe in and receive the loving and healing energies from the higher consciousness. Breathe out and direct it to all of them. Let all your anger, all your hatred, all the emotions melt in love. As the thrust of wind increases when the fan speed is turned on, increase the amount of love that you will receive from the higher consciousness. As you breathe out, direct all of it to these people. And now, let us send this love to ourselves. So if you will, put your arms around yourself, giving yourself a hug. And first tell yourself, but really silently, I love me. And now say it so you can hear it. I love me. You can say it aloud. I love me. Once more, I love me. Release your hands. And come back to conscious awareness. And for those of you who closed your eyes, you can open your eyes. It's important for us to always release every emotion that prevents us from living in love. Love is not an emotion. Love is existence itself. And we must exist. If you are living, live in love. Don't live in anything but love. Because nothing else can sustain life. All those people who perish is because they are lost of love or because they have to merge back in love. While living, please live in love. When you are born, you brought tears of joy, unquantifiable joy and love into the lives of your parents. That's who you really are. That's your real nature. But then we made every emotion such a habit that getting back to love seems to be bothersome, seems to be an effort, a task that seems difficult to accomplish. Getting back home is never difficult. Get back home to being love once again. All it takes is your regular habits. Smile as often as you can. Help as often as you can. Love as often as you can. But love is not physical. Feel that love in your heart. Feel happy for someone. Feel joy for someone. Feel love for someone. Let it just flow. Let it just spread through you. Let it vibrate through you. Let it glow through you. That's really the way to love. It is not an expression. It is existence itself. With this, let us get into the next practice. Sit with your back, your neck and head straight. As you breathe in, I want you to tell yourself, as you breathe in, tell yourself, I'm breathing in God's love. As you breathe out, tell yourself, I direct God's love to all of creation. Breathe in God's love. As you breathe out, tell yourself, I direct God's love to all of creation. Imagine, visualize, think, or feel this love spreading from all directions of your body. Come back to conscious awareness. It's important to breathe consciously. Don't get lost in the mind. Breathe consciously, effortlessly, but with awareness. It's only when you breathe with awareness that you actually receive and you share. But when you lose your awareness, then you receive everything that you don't want and you forget to share. Awareness is your real wealth. Don't lose it. The practice of sharing your good feelings, the practice of sharing God's love, is an extremely powerful practice. It's powerful because when you share, nature takes away everything that you do not need and fills you with everything that you need. All your troubles, all your trauma, all your beliefs, all your redundancies that prevent you, all of them that prevent you from living in love is taken away and love fills. It's the universal principle of just giving you more of what you choose to share. So never hesitate to share love, never hesitate to share joys, pleasantries, never hesitate to smile. No matter what, just make sure that everyone that you come across benefits from you in one way or the other. The easiest way that they can benefit is by your smile. And when they reciprocate with the smile, it brightens their day too. You feel belonged, so do they. You feel loved, so do they. You feel cared for, so do they. You feel connected, so do they. Just make sure that you just love. That is the easiest way to heal in every which way, physically, mentally, emotionally. In every which way, you will heal.